I know that you aren't expecting me to talk, but let me introduce myself. My name is Jermaine Thurston. I am Camilla's husband, and I want to welcome you to A Warrior Diary. In this documentation, you will expect Camilla to take you on a journey of her self-discovery as a wife, a writer, a creator, a woman of God, a person that has flaws, but is rising above that to be a great person, not to the world standards, but to God's standards. So without further ado, I introduce you to Camilla Thurston, and she's going to take you on the spiritual journey.
It is Wednesday, September 11th. So I was on Instagram, and I just saw something about retirement and saving up for retirement, stuff like that. I'm very, you know, into the whole financial literacy and just learning more about making more streams of income and saving and investing, because I wasn't taught about that. You know, many of us were not taught about how to save for retirement and, you know, investing and all that stuff. I don't know anything about it. So I've been learning for the past, I want to say the past year. It could have been a little bit longer, but I think for at least the past year, I've been like more serious about it. And first up, we're paying off debt. So we've been on this debt-free journey. It'll be a year on September 28th. We've been paying off student loans for a year, and we should be debt-free in 2021, unless it comes early. But hey, it's up to the Lord. You know, we're just doing what we can do while still trying to have a life. But anyway, I saw something about retirement. Is like, how do you save up $1 million for retirement? And how this woman said she started saving when she was 21, blah, 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 all that stuff. You know, most of us didn't start saving at 21 because we weren't thinking about retirement. And to be real, it's so weird to think about retirement because I feel like I'm just getting started. And I know, like, I still should think about the future and stuff like that, but I'm like, I don't know how. I remember we got asked one time, what age do you want to retire? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm just now getting started with everything. Like, literally, I think I'm like, my career and building my career from the ground up, all that stuff. And my husband and his career, like, I feel like we both feel that way. We both feel like, dang, we're just getting started. Like, I don't know. But anyway, random fact, just a random fact, and hopefully we are going to be talking more and more for sure about retirement and what we can do to start saving up, and things we want to give our kids and leave to our kids and stuff like that. But to me, this is just what I feel like right now. The best thing I think I can leave behind, like, as far as legacy, I know we talk about leaving generational wealth and stuff like that. I still want to do that. I still believe God will help us do that. But I also feel like the best thing that we can leave behind is the fruits of the Spirit. You know, that's something you can do every day. You know, you may not have money every day. You may not have money all the time to leave or save and stuff like that, because bills come up, unexpected things, but you could always leave the fruits of the Spirit. And I know that may sound like wah wah, but it's just true. You know, and if I'm kind to people, if I'm giving, if I'm, you know, faithful, if I am, I think I said kind already. If I am patient, if I have self-discipline, like, all that stuff matters. And I think a lot of people don't realize that, how truly valuable that is in your life, and how you giving your time or you giving your money to somebody else in need, if you're being faithful, if you are being patient, you know, how that stuff really is like a domino effect to some great things. And so, I don't know, that's just what I'm thinking about. But I was just thinking about that retirement thing. I'm like, I am just getting started. Like, I don't know. You know, I can't even imagine retiring right now. Like, I just, like, I ain't even started yet. But we are gonna do it. Now, this is not saying that we're not gonna start putting stuff into place. You know, we're not very slowly and surely. We are learning, but you have to learn what you're doing. You know, you can't just invest just, you know, erratically, you know, or I think irrationally is what I'm trying to say. Irrationally, you know, just start investing into stuff. Like, No, you need to learn what you need to know what you're doing first. You need to know what you're doing before you actually, so you can make smart investments so you don't make no mistakes and lose more money than what you need to be losing. But anyway, that's just what I was thinking about this afternoon. I am about to get dressed and go to the grocery store so I could put food on. I'm cooking chili tonight. And so, yeah. So I'll talk to you in a little bit. I want to invite you to join the Warrior Sisterhood. It's my free online community of women. Sorry, guys, it is for women only. We unite together via email to pray, believe, and take action on our lives. Please visit CamillaCThurston.com/sisterhood to learn more and join. I have some great things coming, and I want you to be a part of it. Head over to CamillaCThurston.com/sisterhood to see what's coming next so you can join. Also, if you're connecting with me, vibing, and having some feedback on today's topic, then send me a voice message. I may feature you on the next episode. Don't forget to say your name and which city, state, or country you are listening from. I would love to hear from you. Don't worry, all of the links I'm mentioning right now are in the episode notes slash description. Just go and check it out. One last thing, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. Leave me a review so this platform can share with other future listeners. This is the only way for this platform to recognize that this is something that someone else needs to hear. Also, if you also would like to help, you can share it with your friends and your audience as well. As always, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you for listening. It is time for Well and See. What is Well and See? It is what am I learning and creating? Let's get into this reflection section. I am learning how to simplify my life. I think that's one of my biggest challenges right now is that sometimes I can get caught up in what I see and thinking that's how I should do it versus actually looking at my life and looking at the realistic parts of my life and seeing how can I make this thing called being a wife, being a writer, having goals, having dreams, like having all the pieces in the puzzle to work at this, in this cohesive, less chaotic way. And so right now in this season of my life, I feel like I talked about this before, but maybe I didn't. But I'm just wanting to simplify my life. Meaning the days I cook, the days I clean, the days I write, the days I rest. I'm learning to prioritize rest. When I have having fun, creating a life outside of the things that I do, because sometimes you can get so caught up in the things that you do and your responsibilities that you forget to have fun. Because sometimes what you do cannot be so fun sometimes. And sometimes the hand that you've been dealt with, in life, whether it's that, let's say you're just in a difficult phase of your marriage, or you're in a difficult phase of motherhood, or you're in a difficult phase of creating, or a difficult phase in your job, whatever it may be, more responsibilities. Because, when you have more responsibilities, you sometimes have more challenges. And I think that's where I'm at right now, especially with the things behind the scenes that I'm not necessarily talking about right now just yet. It's just a lot going on, a lot of moving pieces, and I'm trying to figure out what is the best way for me to navigate through it, and how can I do it in a way that still glorifies God, but I'm not losing my mind. I'm trying to be as peaceful in this season. I'm trying to be as peaceful as possible. If it's not bringing me peace, nope, I ain't doing it. Or I'm not doing it that way. So maybe it's my mindset that needs to change. Maybe it's when the time that I do it, or what day I do it, or how I do whatever. So Just in this season of my life right now, I can see myself learning how to simplify my life and how to be more peaceful in everything that I do, because I know that God has called me to do certain things, but I know He didn't call me to lose my mind, you know? So it doesn't mean that certain things need to be taken away. It doesn't mean that certain things need to stop. I just need to figure out how it needs to be done in the way that is true to me, and not me trying to be superwoman or not trying to be like somebody else. Because just because someone else is a morning person, they rise up at 5 a.m. or 4 a.m. to get to work out and to, you know, read their Bible, study their Bible, or, you know, run, you know, plan their day or whatever. I don't know. You know, it doesn't mean that I have to wake up at 4 a.m. You get what I mean? Sometimes I'm actually up at 4 a.m. because I haven't slept yet. So, I mean, but you know what I mean? Like, I thrive more at nighttime. So for right now, you know, and I know that may change. So it's just knowing what is true to me, instead of trying to force myself be something that I'm not. I can't force myself. And I tried it in my first year of marriage. And kind of a little bit, you know, while living here, I tried to make myself be this morning person, to rise up early, all this stuff. But then you have no peace. So it's just like, if you don't have to get up early, or that's just not true to you, or let's say you have to get up early, but you know, you're kind of want, just not feeling it, then quit planning so much stuff in the mornings. That's one thing that I've learned. I listened to a podcast. Check out Courtney Sanders' podcast. It is absolutely amazing. She talks about productivity and how to be more productive and things like that. And so it's just like, if that's just not how you operate, then why are you planning so much stuff in the mornings? If you're not a morning person, plan it in the afternoon when your mind is more alert and when you're, you know, the most energized and all that stuff. So I'm just learning and trying to mute out when people, you know, say, oh, you should be doing this many things in the morning, or, you know, do this and do that. So yeah, that's pretty much it. And I am creating, I guess you could say I'm creating a system for that. So I can't want more peace without creating a system to have more peace, right? So peace is not, well, I'm not going to say peace is not just going to fall over me. It can, but I have to ask for it still. You know, I have to ask God for that and Jesus for that. So it's just like, right now, I'm just trying to figure out my system. The system that I had, I feel like I talked about this, but the system that I had before, it just wasn't working. I realized I wasn't hitting the marks, and I've been realizing this for a few weeks, because I like to get myself a few weeks to get used to something new that I'm doing, and I can just see that it's just not working. So I'm trying something new this week, so I'm gonna try for a few more weeks, and to, as a cleaning schedule, you know, cooking schedule, just a system for my life, so I can make sure I'm hitting all the marks and making sure that I'm not overwhelmed and making sure that I'm still happy and that I still have a life and that I'm still doing things that glorify God, but not just doing things that glorify God, because everything that I do glorifies Him, like cooking, cleaning, all this stuff, because that's what He called me to do as a wife in this season, because that's how I help my household. That's my contribution to our household right now. But how to do it without being mad about it all the time, or being upset and being not feeling that peace. So that's where I'm at. I'm trying to figure out how to do it, and I'm still feel the peace, and I still feel, you know, still feeling the peace about it. So yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm learning how to simplify my life and live in more peace and do it things in a more peaceful way. And I am creating a system for that. So I hope that you all are learning and creating in your own life. And I hope that by me expressing what I'm learning, creating, just maybe inspires you to think a little bit deeper in your life, because we're always learning something in our lives. We are always learning, and we can always create. Even if you don't consider yourself a creative person, you can still create, you know, certain systems in your own life and certain traditions or whatever in your life to make your life and make your family's life a lot more peaceful. So that's what I hope for you. Thank you for taking the time to listen. And I just look forward to connecting with you more. Until next time, bye.